Lesson 54. Keep equals continue, hold, maintain, conserve. What are the four meanings of the verb keep?
The four meanings of the verb keep are continue, hold, maintain, and conserve.
Will you keep continue studying English until you die?
Yes, I'll keep studying English until I die. Or, no, I won't keep studying English until I die.
Which side of the road must we keep, hold, to when we drive a car in England?
We must keep to the left-hand side of the road when we drive a car in England.
Do you keep, maintain, animals at home?
Yes, I keep animals at home. Or, no, I don't keep animals at home.
Can we keep, conserve, fruit during the winter?
Yes, we can keep fruit during the winter.
How?
By putting it in bottles.
Do you agree it's very bad for the health to keep eating after our stomachs are quite full?
Yes, I agree it's very bad for the health to keep eating after our stomachs are quite full.
Where do you keep your money? In a bag or in your pocket?
I keep my money in my pocket.
Flame, grave, neck, print, sand. One, you, we, they. Mean, in general, necessarily, in particular. When we use the words one, you, we, and they, we sometimes mean people in general. The word they, of course, means other people and not us. For example, we say, if one goes to the cinema, one must have some money. Or, if you go to the cinema, you must have some money. Or again, if we go to the cinema, we must have some money. As an example of they, we have the sentence, they don't sell food at a clothes shop. When I ask you, if you go to the cinema, what must you have? I don't necessarily mean you in particular, but people in general. We generally use the word you more than one or we. What do we sometimes mean when we use the words one, you, we, and they?
When we use the words one, you, we, and they, we sometimes mean people in general.
When I ask you, if you go to the cinema, what must you have? What does the word you mean?
When you ask me, if you go to the cinema, what must you have? The word you doesn't necessarily mean me in particular, but people in general.
Which do we generally use the most? One, you, or we?
We generally use you the most.
What does one do when one is hungry?
One eats when one's hungry.
What must one do if one wants to remember something well?
One must repeat often if one wants to remember something well.
Where can one buy a drink when one is thirsty?
One can buy a drink from a bar, etc., when one's thirsty.
About how much money must you have if you want to eat in the average restaurant?
You must have about 40,000 lira if you want to eat in the average restaurant.
What must you do if you want to speak a language well?
You must study a lot and repeat, repeat and repeat if you want to speak a language well.
Which country must we go to if we want to hear people speaking Greek?
We must go to Greece if we want to hear people speaking Greek.
Do they sell drinks at the cinema?
Yes, they sell drinks at most cinemas.
Three uses of the present perfect. Indefinite. We can use the present perfect in three kinds of sentences. One, where the action is finished but the time is not finished. For example, I have seen him today. The action of seeing has finished, but the time, today, has not finished. Two, where the time is indefinite. It is generally used with the words ever and never. For example, I have never seen him. Three, when we don't say the time. For example, I have seen him. We don't say when. Perhaps today, perhaps yesterday, perhaps last year. What are the three different kinds of sentences in which we can use the present perfect?
The three different kinds of sentences in which we can use the present perfect are 1. Where the action is finished but the time is not finished. 2. Where the time is indefinite. And 3. When we don't say the time.
Give me an example of each, please.
1. I have seen him today. 2. I have never seen him. 3. I have seen him.
Wild. Are horses wild animals?
Some horses are wild animals.
Boat. Did you ever have a holiday on a boat when you were a child?
Yes, I sometimes had a holiday on a boat when I was a child. Or, no, I never had a holiday on a boat when I was a child.
Branch. What do we call the arms of a tree?
We call the arms of a tree branches.
Bridge. Are there any bridges over the river in Paris?
Yes, there are some bridges over the river in Paris.
Egg. How many eggs do you eat a week?
I eat about 3 eggs a week.